wasn't trying to scam nobody. I learned how to do advanced Google searches. I was writing blogs for money. I made my LinkedIn page. I was researching just the variety of things I wanted to do when I got out. Like, I remember I wrote a whole blog post that was purchased about how to change the springs on a garage door. I don't even know a garage door has springs. When I did that.
Pardon me, I must say, I'm kind of like a big deal. Lights, cameras, action.
Welcome to Lights Out, the podcast that talks about all things incarceration lifestyle. I'm Joshua Johnson, former inmate number 305178. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the homie Cam Beats.
Injured Cam Beats. I'm going to show one of my hands because, you know, one has got the ghetto Band-Aid on it. You know what I'm saying? Cut my finger. But it's all good. I'm in here.
Yeah, man. Cam Beats over on the injured reserve list a little bit here. So I appreciate you joining the podcast.
15-day.
The 15-day list, man. Yeah. You know, we gotta come back in a couple weeks to record our next episodes. But man, shout out to Cam Beats for coming in. We got a special guest today here. First guest actually on Lights Out. We got the homie Shannon Ross over here. What's going on, Shannon?
What's going on? Where's my applause at?
Man.
That was listed on your per diem.
Yeah, that one listed on the rider, man. He wanted applause and everything, man. We'll have to talk to the producer about that, man. I don't know. That's post-production.
Yeah.
Man, we're really fortunate to have Shannon join us here on this episode of Lights Out. You know, as I introduce myself, inmate number 305178, definitely throw Shannon's inmate number behind him as well. 459-256. You know, as we talk about on Lights Out, it's all things incarceration lifestyle. So we answer the question from our perspective of people who've been in prison. Obviously, me and Shannon have, and Cam B still has dedicated his life to not going to prison.
Right.
50 years and counting.
But we're really excited for this episode today. Definitely got to give a shout out to our sponsor here at Lights Out and that part of me. Be Clear Water.
You all know and love our premier alkaline water that's wrapped in sustainable packaging. Well, welcome the new kids on the block. Our watermelon mint and elderberry lemonade are packed with vitamins. It's great tasting and refreshing without the artificial flavors and colors. Life's confusing enough. Let's be clear.
This water is from the straight heavens. I'm telling y'all, every time I take a sip, I feel like I'm moving into a new tax bracket. shout out to the homie Monty, man. Be Clear Water, y'all.
It's tax time.
It definitely is tax time. Veteran owned, nurse owned, minority owned, man. It's great work that Monty puts together for the business, and we really appreciate his support. Cam Beats, yo, man. It's been a minute, man, since we shot an episode of Lights Out.
Yes, sir.
What we got, man? I know we've been starting to go down the list of questions from our folks who watch the show. What we got today? Hit us with our question today.
So this question brings curiosity to me as well, because obviously I've never been incarcerated. But online, I'll be on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. And I'm always seeing like supposed inmates in prison with cell phones doing like Facebook Lives and shit. So are cell phones allowed in the prison or not? Like, what the fuck?
So the short answer is no. Cell phones are not allowed in prison. But there are ways to get cell phones in prison. I'll share my story. I know Shannon has some stories about some cell phones in prison. You know, I think about, I'm 20 years later, so I can't get myself in trouble for talking about it. But
wait, 20 years?
Yeah, it's been 20 years since I've been out. Yeah.
We had cell phones back then?
Yeah, man, we had cell phones. You know,
the big joints.
Man, we had the little
Morris joint.
We had like the little Nokia, man. You know, it wasn't no flip. It was just the little brick that was like that big. And
you got to play brick.
You got to hit the button. You know, when you text it, you got to hit it like multiple times. Yeah. I don't even remember what that was called, but that's what it was back then. But man, I remember I was at Winnebago and my roommate, OC, he had one. I don't know how he got it in, man, but he was like, man, one night we was asleep. Well, I thought he was asleep, but I heard somebody talking. I'm like, oh, somebody talking, man? Am I going crazy? And I look over, he's on the cell phone, man, caking, man. Shout out to the homie OC. I ain't gonna put his real name out there, but he's over there caking. But I was like, man, word, this is dope, man. Awesome. We can call people? Like, man, let me use the phone. You know, that was back then where like nights and weekends were free.
Call me up to 9.
Yeah, so you know, we were definitely calling, you know, whoever. You know, I called a couple women I knew and I was talking to them, a couple women I had met throughout the time. But Yeah, man, it was interesting because you had to be careful. So, like, when the guards came and did rounds, you had to, like, hide the phone real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to make sure it was muted, the light wasn't on, you know, all kind of stuff, man. It was stressful in the mud to have something, to have some contraband in the prison. So definitely wasn't fun. But it when I see the folks that are posting, that is definitely where I'm like, man, now that's some bold stuff right there.
It's wild, though, man. They be on there for a grip. Like, I watched one for the 15 minutes. Like, ain't nobody gonna stop them.
They can't stop them at that point.
Yeah.
Man, Shannon, you got some experiences to share about some cell phones in prison?
Oh, no, I was gonna listen to you talking about it. No, so it's an odd spot for me to be in because I have not been pardoned. So my things are a little more fresh. I've been up for like 3.5. And, you know, I work with the system. I meet with them. You know, mm-hmm. I try to get inside. And so it is that balance between, like, talking about things that were done inside that might be problematic to speak about and things that need to be talked about because I think cell phones is a very key area where, for me, the time when I had a cell phone, I was able to achieve more in that, like, 2.5 month span than the entire time that I was incarcerated because I was utilizing it for positive purposes, right? I wasn't going Facebook Live. I wasn't even open it, right? Like, I didn't have any interest in it. I wasn't looking at porn. I wasn't trying to scam nobody. I learned how to do advanced Google searches. I was writing blogs for money. I made my LinkedIn page. I was researching the sobriety things I wanted to do when I got out. Like, I remember I wrote a whole blog post that was purchased about how to change the springs on a garage door. I don't even know a garage door has springs when I did it, but it just helped me research, right? And I got all of it. I watched some YouTube videos, and I was like, okay, I wrote a whole thing. I was like, this is solid, and they paid me for it, right? So that's how I was with my phone.
That's cool.
Right.
You get applause.
But so, like, and I did a whole lot of, like, texting, you know, cake and all of that, for sure. Like, that was definitely happening, but basically it allowed me to be prepared in the way when I got out in the world that if you've seen the way I move, it seems like I just came out and like I never almost left, right, sometimes. And a lot of that was because when I had that phone, that is society, right? Like, that is, yep, that is 100%. So many things when you get out that you have to be able to know how to navigate that and take advantage of it. And it's almost backwards because for me now, I work off of my phone like it's my laptop. Like, I go everywhere on my phone. I'm working. My laptop be right in front of me and I'm working on my phone. Like, it don't make no sense. But like, because I think for me, sitting there on the bunk, like with my phone all the time, you know, for like long periods of time, that just got me in this mode of like feeling comfortable on my phone. And you know, I hate when I see a website that's not really effective in the mobile version. It's like, go to desktop. Like, you know, go to desktop still. And so it's just interesting though. But I mean, I'm a very big proponent of the fact that they need to let people have cell phones before they come home for some period of time. There definitely are aspects of security in anything, but the system does what I call the 90-10 rule. It will create policies meant to deter the 10% of, you know, nefarious people or malefactors, but it ends up only impacting in a negative way the positive growth of the 90% that would use it for good. And the 10% still find a way to do this shit anyway. Right. Doing nothing, but just negate the positivity that could have came from this, right? And they always throw out security for everything. And again, like, security has its place in time, but they use it way too much just for things that could be inconveniencing them, but could actually still be beneficial. And Maine right now is a program I was talking to you about when you messaged me about that, you know, do I know places that have cell phones? And the only one I knew about was Atlanta. I know down there, a friend of mine was telling me about his work release experience. And he was like, yeah, I was on my cell phone. I right away parked up. I said, you what? Like, you had one in work release? Like, yeah, we can have them. I was like, legitimately? So I know, like, everybody at camp damn near had some access to one at some point, like at the job or at work release, but not like legally. Yeah. He was like, no, we can have them legally. I said, that's crazy. It's only crazy because my mindset is used to a system that won't allow it, right?
Exactly.
It should absolutely not be crazy.
Exactly.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, that's logical. Of course you have cell
phones. Right, like everybody got a cell phone.
So coming from my background and working in administrator and schools, it was the mad fight to, you know, to make sure that the kids didn't have access to cell phones and whatnot for security reasons because, for most part, you know, if I had beef with Josh, and we had beef at lunch, I get on my cell phone and my boys at school waiting, you know, to jump Josh. Yep. It's a safety issue. What safety issues would it cause in a prison? Like, are there?
I mean, there's multiple. I mean, there's a lot of different things. Like Shannon said, security is an the word security is used in the name of everything.
Right.
But the first thing you think about, like a planned escape, right? You have a cell phone, you can almost plan an escape of like, I'm going to be, you know, they're doing this, they're doing that. You can get word out to the outside about what's going on inside. That's just one thing I think.
It's just more immediate because you can still do that regardless, right?
I mean, you could, but it's harder than just having a phone where you just pick up and start doing it.
I guess.
I mean, so that's one way. I mean, I'm sure there's many other ways that it impedes security. But I mean, I think about, you use the school example, right? I was at Marshall High School, my alma mater, Fly Eagles Fly, class of 95. Man,
not here.
but they lock up the kid as soon as they come in every day. They lock their cell phones up in a pouch and they lock them up, and then they don't get them back till the end of the 10 minutes before the end of the day. No, they do. Well, I was tripping. Well, yeah, unless they sneak them in. But
hey, if they can get them into prison, yeah. You know they can get them.
but that's what I'm saying. It's like, what's crazy is when you think about the dynamic that exists, like some of these things are in place out here and they're also in place in the prison. So you almost see a correlation between them. Like, this is kind of almost like, I'm not saying it's a setup. There's a reason why they do it, but the same justification, the same rules apply across the board. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that's messed up, right? When you think about it, what Shannon's saying, there's a tremendous benefit to having a cell phone or having access to the internet or having access to technology prior to your release. You get out here in this world and you ain't never touched a cell phone or a computer, you done did 30 years, you lost. You know, I think about when I went to Sing Sing for a visit last year for work, and I walked down there and, you know, a shout out to Sing Sing trying to do something, trying to teach, you know, the men that are in there.
Sing Sing still exists.
Yeah, man. It's, man.
Wow.
Man, it's just like you see on SVU too, man. So, man. But you know, what's crazy is we were walking, we were coming out, we did a visit. Well, actually, let me take a step back. We went down and we visited where the Deaf Chamber used to be. Then it's now like vocational area that's next to it. Man, they had them down there working on like Oregon Trail computers. Like, they were like, yeah, we're teaching them how to do, you know, how to fix computers. I was like, who computers for who? Like, so the ideology was, we're teaching them how to fix a computer, though I ain't seen not NAND computer in there that I've used in 40 years. Mm. And then when we were walking out, it was funny, man, the dude, he was like the assistant warden, you know, after being in prison. Shannon, I know you know this too, like you peep certain things, you peep conversations, and you know something's going down. And I heard him walk, he walked up to a guard, like, hey, I think that guy over there has a cell phone. So then they shut the whole yard down while we was walking by. I was like, dang, dog done burnt up the spot. He must do, probably had the phone and didn't realize that the warden was going to be walking by. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, I think there definitely is a place for opportunity for technology in prisons.
It's control, right? I mean, you look at the program I was talking about in Maine, where y'all have an intern right now, JFF, who's incarcerated, mm-hmm. right? And they have... I don't know the level of internet access, but they have pretty exquisite internet access. I know they're all over LinkedIn. I hadn't talked to a couple of them, and I just helped one of them get an internship for his PhD. And so they have the guy named Stephen Clark. He has The Awakening. It's a show that's pretty well known across the country every mm-hmm. week. And he's just right there, you know, moderating this weekly webinar with people all across the country from his cell. Like, I remember I met him, and I was like, I didn't believe it. And I met him. He turned the camera, the screen around. I said, yeah, that's a sick cell. That's a segregation cell, all right. And ain't nowhere else I'm gonna see that at. So you clean in a segregation cell too. They converted into an honor dorm.
That's crazy, man.
And so it just shows like it can be done. Yeah. Going to other countries, I think if you want to look at a way to do it, maybe you have controlled settings where you have people come in, they have like a class every day, and they like operate the cell phone right there, operate it right there. No one's gonna set up an escape in that, or at least, you know, anybody can do anything, right?
This but is they're true. Doing anytime, it anyway.
Like, if somebody's going to do it, they're going to find a way to do it. If I'm very intent true. On escaping prison, you not letting me have a cell phone ain't gonna stop that, bro. Like, somehow I have the connections to get this escape to happen.
No doubt.
I have connections to get a cell phone.
No doubt.
This is kind of looking at the odds and the likelihood of things happening and really what the benefit and the risks are. So you can have that. They have the tablets now. They're going to be adding, Wisconsin's going to be having the system that everyone gets a tablet coming up. They're going to have their phone calls on a tablet. They have a lot. It's an Android. So when I was in there, I had the other tablet. Uh-huh. It was all Android. So if a person gets out, they have some familiarity with Android already from the tablets inside. But it's just like you can expand so many more things on there. You can get people control setting to get a sense of how to use stuff without like the full blown capacity of all the security risks, right? It's just, it's a way to do it. It's just, you can't use security as the reason to not do these things. And I think for me, I had a lot of interesting stories about this. Like when you have one, because when I was at Cheney, where I had got caught with mine and I got sent to MSDF and then I got sent to Prairie, I did the rest of my time 3 hours away.
See, that's the stuff you want to hear right there, Tommy. Right. He got caught. He got caught with his, man.
And I got caught with it to get by a dude that they called him the cell phone whisperer, right? And so, like, this cat would walk up. He had all these tricks to catch people with cell phones, right? And I thought I was like, I was low. Like, I didn't cause no problems. Went to the weight room, went to work.
The cell phone whisperer.
This dude would walk up and down the hallway in his socks, right? So like, so you couldn't hear the boots coming down the hallway. So if he was on your phone, you wouldn't hear him creep up on you. Show caught me with that one. He had like a, he walked through and he had like the Bluetooth setting. So if he connect, like it would connect to something in the hallway. He'd be like, oh, let me right here, that cell phone.
That's wow.
He caught me because I was in a cell phone, I was in an illegal cell phone posture, right? Like I was on my bed. Like this, just like looking up. He was like, no, that looks suspicious. He just busted the room. He said, Ross, he was an African dude. Ross, what do you have? And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, I usually had a whole setup. I usually have my tablet right there. So it's like somebody did come in, I could like throw the tablet, throw the phone, and like look at my, what you mean? I'm on my tablet. Like, what? And I, he just caught me slipping. Like, I was just got comfortable at my 2.5. I'm like, hey, I swear to me. Right up on me. I didn't have my tablet, my dummy sack tablet ready. So yeah, man, it's funny all the little games you do to what you got to do. Like if you leave, you got to make sure that you got it because they might come in the room and you ain't there.
Yep,
so I had like a ready made like nylon thing around my thigh where I keep the cell phone right there when I wasn't in the room. So
see, this is stuff Cam B's want to hear right here. Right. This be intriguing
like,
right here.
Okay, so how do you get away with this? All right, there we go.
I say you walk down the hallway. Like connected to Bluetooth.
That's sliding down the hallway like Spike Lee movie. Like, just be floating.
Why the whole background?
Right. He's staying catching people.
That's crazy. You would think, man, the effort that's put into that. Like I'm gonna keep it real, man. Like the effort that's put into that is ridiculous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just there's no reason to put that much effort into something like that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, it's just to catch you.
Agreed. 100% agree. 100% agree.
It's the I forget the dude's name from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the vice principal who chased dude all through. For what? Like right. God was like wasting all his energy trying to catch Ferris Bueller all the way through the movie. Like that was so stupid. Like dude,
right.
You get so overwhelmed with trying to catch somebody anything to try to catch him. And then what?
All right.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Well, man, this has been a great episode talking about cell phones. The cumulative answer that we've come up with is no. Cell phones are not allowed in prison. When you see cats that's on there.
After this episode, that's the answer.
Yeah, I know. Right?
The irony.
They're not allowed in prison, but they are in many prisons across the country. And you may see whoever from anywhere dancing on TikTok, on IG, or whatever. But the real part of this is they should be allowed, and there should be some type of access, especially if we're going to have individuals who are getting out, which the majority of folks in prison are getting released. We should give them some type of access to make sure that they're prepared to walk into this world so they don't have to have a job where it can't be, you know, they're getting a job that has nothing connect to technology, which that's even a crazy statement to wear because every job is connected to some type of technology. So how do we make sure and what do we do and how can you do it safely? Because there is a way to do things safely. Man, it's been a great episode. Thank you, Shannon, for joining us today for this episode. Cam Beats, man, we learned something new today, man.
Absolutely.
Man.
Every day.
The cell phone whisperer, man. Yo, Cam Beats, lights out. The Lights Out podcast is part of the Pardon Me brand. Please visit pardonme22.com for more information.